sometimes when we have greed to get something, then we think that we want that thing. And then we think that some of Gurudev's services is we think that, well, without Gurudev's mercy we cannot get that thing. And so to get Gurudev's mercy, we're ready to do any sort of service. But then sometimes I feel that then my service to Gurudev is not in right mood, because I'm serving him to get something, not just to please him. You understand the question. So how to adjust this?
Some lightness in question. We take Mahaprasada. We sleep. We take rest. Do anything. Why we take Mahaprasada? This is Guru Sevarna. If he sleeps, this is Guru Sevarna. If we want anything, it is Guru Sevarna. We should think first. We should know that I am sleeping for the service of Guru Dev. I am taking Mahaprasad for the service of Guru Dev. I have greed, I want to fulfill it for the service of Guru Dev. Then what?
No contradiction.
No contradiction. I think. Satsarup Maharaj,
like,
you agree with me or not?
Yes.
It certainly we are doing for Guru Dev, everything.
Yeah.
We want to serve Radha Krishna. This is not common. At first it is called Nishkam. But we are not satisfied with this Nishkam, this is it. We want to serve Krishna. Only for Radha and Krishna. And Guru Dev will be so much pleased by the service of Krishna. So we want all this. So greed is for service of our Guru Dev, Radha and Krishna. Like this. Once Maharaj Yudhishthira prayed Krishna that I want something from you. Krishna told that it is a fact of Ascharya. Ascharya?
Process?
Ascharya. Ascharya means what will happen? Wonderful. Yes. I wonder that why you are wanting something from me. I know that you have never asked anything, prayed anything for you. But yet I see that you are wanting something, it is a fact of wonder. What it may be, I want something. What do you want? He told that I want that I should have a very beautiful wife. And so qualified sons and daughters. And very good kingdom. Very brave soldiers. And everything that I want. it will be so good that in whole world there is nothing. Understand?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
My English?
Perfect.
Krishna told, why you want so? This is kamna. Kamna means this is desire. Yes, why you are desiring the very beautiful lady, the beautiful kingdom, all these things? He told that I see in a day that all are very fear. They are fear that one who devotes Krishna becomes poor. Krishna takes all good things. And he becomes the beggar of street beggar. So all fear. And they don't want to serve Krishna. So I want that if I have beautiful lady, wife, so much qualified son and so much vast kingdom, then all will see that by serving Krishna all things are.
Yes.
So I want that everyone can see that how prosperous I am, how good I am, why with so qualified wife, children and kingdom. And all will come to service. If he has not told so, and only he prays Krishna that give me this and this and this, then anyone can be misguided.
Yeah.
But when he told this fact, we have so much honor for Shri Maharaj, that his everything is first. He tells, he calls Krishna in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is as being stated, that Krishna, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Draupadi, Arjun and Bhim, all are praying that, oh Krishna, save me, so many dangerous things have come. So Duryodhana with the help of Jarasandha and all other demons, they have done akraman to us, attacked us, so saved me. Draupadi is feeling so much shame, he should be protected. Actually there was nothing there. They are pretended worldly that Krishna anyhow should come and we can serve him. So they create something so that Krishna may come there and they may serve. So all the calamity for Yudhishthira Maharaj and for Pandavas are to for the service of Krishna. So bhakta, those who are surrendered souls, fully surrendered souls, what they did, what they do for Krishna service and Gurudev service. Krishna service is Gurudev service and Gurudev service is for Krishna and Radha. No difference at all. Anything wrong?
Well, an additional question to that would be, but we have to know, but Gurudev has to say, yes, this is service to me. If I say, I'm doing this for Gurudev, don't I have to know from him that he accepts the service?
If you are so qualified devotee of your Gurudev, he will tell surely.
Even if he's not present physically.
But if you are not so qualified, you will know it afterwards. man is preaching, a devotee is preaching. Why he is preaching? He is preaching for his Gurudev, because he will see. He is telling Harikatha to anyone. He is doing anything. He is only preaching, doing and serving. Everything is for his Guru, Gurudev. And this pleasure of Gurudev is the pleasure of Radhani. Likewise, in Brihad Bhagavatam, we see that Gop Kumar came to Jan Sarman, Govardhan Brahmin.
Yes.
He came to, by the order of Srimati Radhika. So he is, Jan Sarma is serving Gurudev. He is serving to Srimati Radhika. But he does not know that Srimati Radhika has sent him and he has come. And he is himself Krishna. So, Guru is very near and dear. What he does for Krishna. So, a devotee should know that the service of Guru is service of Radha and Krishna. If he has separate something, desire, then he is not Guru at all. If Gurudev has any separate wish, then to serve Radha and Krishna. In my vision, he is not Gurudev. There is something lacking. He may be Madhyam Adhikari, he is not Uttama Adhikari. Tumar Ichhaya, more Ichhaya Nishayami. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that I have mixed my whole wishes in your wishes. Tumar Ichhaya, more Ichhaya Nishayami. Bhakti Vinod Tabe Apani Bhulil. And then Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that at that time when my myth, my all wishes to Krishna, I will
forget myself
that I am Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Then I will remember that I am Kamal Mandir.
Yes.
But always we should practice Vaidhi Bhakti also. Those bhaktis who are opposite of this bhav, only they should be avoided. Otherwise all Vaidhi Bhakti should be adopted. They are essential. Sarnam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam, Dashyakshat, Nivedan, and among 64 kinds of bhakti, which are something opposite to any bhav, thai bhav, then there should be kept.
You know the story of Krishna Das Babaji?
Oh, Krishna Das Babaji.
He was about 150 years ago, he was, I heard from one old Gaudiya Vaishnava, he was Siddha Purush, he was in...
To whom he was disciple?
I didn't ask that.
He's in our Guru Paramahansa?
Who told me? For Krishna Das Babaji.
For Krishna Das Babaji.
Okay, maybe I won't tell that part. I'll just ask directly the question.
Something of Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj. he advised. Your Gurudev also used to advise. Something. Only he is doing chanting of her name. This Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, you have told this story?
Different one.
No, this one, this was about 150 years before.
Who has told you?
Dinabandhu Maharaj.
Who is Dinabandhu?
Nandaran.
Is he?
He's come.
He has known this fact by any Sahajiya Vaishnava. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Nuna Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan Thakur, Narottam Thakur. These are of 150 years or 200 years. Bhakti Nuna Thakur is somewhat
100
only. He was about 100 years before he was present, but he has not accepted all this. We should accept only Guru Parampara, that is Amnaya Vakya, for all these things. No? Only Amnaya Vakya. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is in an Amnaya. Baldev Vidyabhushan is also less than 150 years. Jagannath Das Abhadi Maharaj, Guru Kishore Das Abhadi Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. If there was anything, they might have told this fact.
Now, Krishnadas Babaji is an example of someone who fell down. I'm not quoting him as authority.
Hmm.
I'm telling what calamity happened to him and what my fear is, so you can guide me. But I don't need to tell his story, I can just ask the question.
About Jaipur? Govindaji?
No.
What?
So I'll just ask the question.
No, you can tell.
I can tell the background. He was supposed to be Siddha Purush and in meditation. He was Singho Asta Yamila. Then some friend of his invited him to go to Dwarka. So he thought, okay, let us go to Dwarka. And he decorated himself with the four symbols of Vishnu and he went to Dwarka. Then afterwards he returned to Braj, and when he tried to meditate, he couldn't get back that lila. And for some days he couldn't succeed. Then one night Lalita Devi came to him in dream, and she told him that that you have been cut from the list of Braj. Then he felt very much separation, and then some fire started to come from his feet, and he called some devotees to bring some paraphernalia. Then he just paraphernalia for yajna, and then he just consumed himself in fire. So my question is this, that some devotees are requesting me to go to Dwarka for some preaching function, and especially since I heard this story, I feel afraid just to go, not that I am on any platform. So I wanted your advice whether to go, and if I do go, what should be my mood or what should be my prayer if I go?
You should go, and certainly go, and do preaching. No harm. It is your duty. Because we are not in that state.
Yeah, I know.
If you are in that state, we shouldn't go. And you are not going to worship Rukmini. You are going only to do Pracharna, Krishna. And there you will tell certainly that Nanda Nandan is Supreme Lord.
Yes.
And he is Rasik. And Dwarkadhis is part of manifestation of
Prajnananda.
So what form there?
We are going to do practice of your Guru Dev.
But when you are in that mood, nothing to do, only to think Radha and Krishna, not to leave Vrindavan, and not to think anything, then you should. But you are going hither and thither and thinking, and actual greed is not there. If there is actual greed, then greed don't think anything, whether it is bad or good or what thing or not thing. It becomes desperate at all. If wrong, I will do wrong. To fulfill this, that greed. It is bad or good, no sense is there. I will have, whether it is good or bad. No shastra, yukti, nothing, anything. That is pure greed. I will do to any sinner anything to extent, but I want to have this. By theft, by dacoity, or by goodwill, or by sadachar, or anything, I must. Paribhadat jano jatha tathayam bhaktiyam is telling Prabodhananda Saraswati. Or anyone, it has been written in Sikshamrita, Sikshastra. Rupa Goswami Upadesham. Paribhadatu jano jatha tathayam. Anyone is telling anything against me, no harm. If anyone is praising, no harm. They should say what they like, but I want this. This is true. So if greed comes, then it can be thought that whether I should go or not, why I am going. But we know that we are not in those stage that we should. It will come after so many births. It comes, we will think that it is very, very unfortunate. Greed is something. Their misfortune, greed is, but very lean and thin. This should be nourished by hearing the past tense and Harikatha of Vaishnavas who has greed. Only
experience,
kalpana,
imagination
cannot be that I have greed. Lakshan will tell. Lakshan means something shall tell, cry. I have come.
Anything more?
Others can.
No, you have one. Yeah, yeah. You are hungry.
That makes after so many. Yes.
Ages.
You drink water?
No.
Yourself?
Talking about questions that I think are good.
Have you done your prakar there very well?
Better than usual.
Devotees had taken Harinam or Diksha there. They have adopted. Not anything more?
We should try to read the books of Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur also. Thakur.
Hmm.
It will be very, very helpful.
Yeah.
And what we do by the bhakti, we should do with heart. Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Narottam Thakur has written that those persons who will do Vaidhi Bhakti accordingly and sincerely, they will enter in Araranda.
Yache Ratnadani
Vaidhi Bhakta Ratayani Khalisanta Ratnadani Raghmarji Parana Dave
Raghmarji. They have given assurance that those who will go Vaidhi Bhakti sincerely, they will have association of Raganuga Bhakti. By hearing the pastor and Harikatha, they will enter in Raganuga. Our goal is that, but standard and qualification should be also. So there is no hurry for this. We should not have the sahajiya, sakhi bheti or any. We have to follow the path according to our Gurudev and Guru Parampara.
I think it's too late to say there should not be hurry for this. It is too late to say that now.
I think maybe Maharaj is doing them cheating.
No.
No cheating at all. There are so many
Krishna called the gopis and then he told them to go home.
There are so many persons. I I can keep that button.
Now in Raghunath Das Goswami's, Rupa Goswami's prayer, he prayed to Subal, for the service of Srimati Radhika and Krishna. He prays to Lalita and Vishaka and Subal in Sadhavadi. And but Subal is he has some Madhurya.
You got ready?
He's Priyanarmasaka, so he has some access in that. Now, if someone is not in that rut, either Madhurya or Priyanarmasaka, but is associate of Krishna, can a sadhaka pray to him to appeal to Krishna, to give him some bhav of some higher rasa, or is that considered not appropriate to approach someone who's not in the same rasa that one aspires for?
More clearly,
Rupa Goswami has prayed to Subal, but Subal actually has access to them. But say we visit temples where there may be deities of associates of Krishna, but who are not in that rut. But is it a fact that because they're Krishna's associates, even if they're not in that rut, they could ask Krishna to give that to somebody else?
Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, also Jiva Goswami in his book Sankalpa Kalpa Bruma. Vishwanath Chakravarti has also written Sankalpa Kalpa Bruma. They have prayed so many things and prayed to all that you are telling. We can read and do a spouse to it of that poem. That Rupa Goswami has written that Ha Devi Kaku Bhara Gada Gada Atma Vasa Jate Nipatta Puri Dandavat Udhatarati Asya Prasadam Budhasya Jivasya Kutka Gandharvi Ke Tava Gane Gana Nandi. Most superior and highest prarthana of Radhani. Leena Nikunja Kahare Bhavati Mukunde. Once Rupa Goswami is telling that once Srimati Radhika was hiding in a Vrindavan or Govardhan Kunja. She fled away from Krishna and hid herself in any Kunja. Christmas searching of Radha. Lalita, Vishakha and all were there. They are like this, clapping and enjoying. Sometimes they tell Krishna is there, Srimati Radhika is there. Actually she is there, but Krishna knows that she is not here. So he does not go there. He goes to another kunja. Then they all are clapping They know that Srimati Radhika is there. So likewise they are clapping and laughing to see Krishna. At last, Chitra, one of the 8 Sakhi, indicated Krishna that she is hiding in this special thing. Krishna, having faith, he went there. But Radhika is not knowing, that actually who had told Krishna that I am here. Rup Manjari was on the gate of that queen. She called Rup Manjari and told that, why you get my this sacred place to Krishna? And he becomes some rooster.
Anger.
He becomes some angry to Rup Manjari. Rup Manjari at once told Srimati Radhika, praying that why you are so angry upon me? I have not done so. Chitra has done so. So you should be angry with Chitra. Why to me? This is the very highest thinking and has very good service to Srimati Radhika. They want, Rup Manjari also wants that Krishna should meet him, her. And Chitra had done good. Rup Manjari also knows. And by doing so, outwardly Srimati Radhika will be anger something. But she will be so much pleased, you know. But yet she is telling that you should not be angry with me. I have not done so. You should be, have mercy upon me. What should we do with this poem? Should we neglect this poem? Or we should read and chant these things as mantra? What should we do? If we have a little bit of greed for Raghavendra, we should read and read and read. Daily we should read. And this is called spouse duty. If I have a man like greed, we should do all these things as a practice. That a greed may come to me. And when our Sobhagya, fortune will come, that we will be like so and have the mercy of Rup Manjari. Rupa Goswami. So we should read and recite all these things. It is also a kind of bhakti. By reciting their poems, their power and beauty will be very gained. But I am Sakhi, I am going to enter in this when our Siddha Bhav and Rati, that is in the Ragatmik Jan, Lalita Abhishakha, all are Ragatmik associates of Krishna and Radhika. We should not be one of them, but we should think and do Kirtan, saw Suti of all this. If you are thinking that you are one of them, but you have no gained bhav, that is in Raganuga Ragatmik Jan, that is Radhini Eung Sambit. The Sar, essence of Ladini and Sambhit. That is called Prem and it is always in Ragatmik Jan. When it comes as a shadow of Prem, that is called Rati Arbhav. then we should be always that I am a gopi. Or what you are, at that time you will know your sorrow. But sorrow is easy. So before this thing, we should not pretend to do all those things. We should try to achieve all those things by the service of our Gurudev, Vaishnava, Shastra, and Sadhana. This is it. No? That is called Upakhyan. It has Akhyan. Akhyan means Samadhi Daraja. What is known in Samadhi? No, not perception. Perception, you know?
Yes, direct perception.
Direct perception is not. It's Akshan. Seeing that, own eyes, it is written, it is Akshan. And Samadhi, realizing Samadhi, and what we realize?
Just like Bhagavata and Ramayana.
Bhagavata and Ramayana. These are Akshan. And then, Quran. Quran has so many qualities. Srimad Bhagavat has 10 qualities, and Quran has 5. And other Qurans have 5. Who aaya nahi to kya hoga?
Wo aa raha hai system mein.
Kahan aa raha hai? Itihas. What has happened before? And it is historical fact. It is called itihas. No? Puran attested. So he is telling that it is all things combined. Somewhere Rupak. Rupak means son is running after his wife somewhere. Here it is Rupak. Sandhya is the time when sun is going to set.
Oh, I see.
This is Rupa. No? So, Brihad Bhagavatamrita has been written so many things. Akhyan, Upakhyan, Itihas, Puran, Rupak also. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also written all those things. Everything is there. So no heart. His mantra-dhrasthi, because he has seen everything in Samadhi, everything that Siddhanta, and Krishna, Lila pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all Siddhanta of Bhakti. No? So it is Akhyan. Upakhyan it is also. Some Rupa, he has changed the name. But name was real. It may be. So here it is Rupa. But yet it is true. Sir. Kya hua? Chalenge na? Chalenge.